Isaiah chapter 2. The message that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the latter days, the mountain of the Lord's house will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will flow into it. Many peoples will come and say, "Come, let us go up to that mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths." For out of Zion the law will go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between many nations, and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation. They will not train for war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. For you have rejected your people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled with fortune-tellers from the east, and soothsayers like the Philistines, and they shake hands in agreement with foreigners. Their land is full of silver and gold. There is no end to their treasures. Their land is full of horses. There is no end of their chariots. Their land is also full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. So the people are humbled. Each one is brought low. Do not forgive them. Enter into the rock and hide in the dust from the terror of the Lord and from the glory of his majesty. The arrogant looks of humans will be brought low, and the haughtiness of people will be humbled, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. For there will be a day of the Lord of hosts against all the proud and haughty, and against all that is lifted up, and they will be brought low, against all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, against all the oaks of Bashan, against all the high mountains, against all the high hills, against every lofty tower, against every fortified wall, against all ships of Tarshish, and against every beautiful boat. People's pride will be humbled, and human haughtiness will be brought low. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day. Idols will completely vanish. They will enter the caves of the rocks, and into the holes in the ground, from the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty, when he arises to terrify the earth. In that day, people will throw away their idols of silver and their idols of gold, which they made for themselves to worship, to the moles and to the bats. They will enter the caverns of the rocks and into the crevices of the rocky cliffs, from the terror of the Lord and from the glory of his majesty, when he arises to terrify the earth. Stop trusting in human beings, whose breath is in their nostrils, for why would you even give them a thought? Isaiah chapter 2.